This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Praise be to Allah and peace and prayers on His final message of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Brothers and sisters, a short message I want as a reminder for myself and the brothers and sisters about the special time that we're approaching, which is the month of Hajj. Many of us, of course, quite rightly, see this as an amazing once-in-a-lifetime journey for the Hujjaj, for those going to Hajj. And we partake of that experience through joining them on the day of Eid al-Adha, the day of sacrifice, or Yawmul Nahar, it is called, on the 10th day of Dhul Hijjah. But I want to, many people are oblivious and perhaps have not been reminded about statements from the Prophet ﷺ, which indicate more than that, even for those who are not attending the Hajj, about this particular season, especially the beginning of the month of Dhul Hijjah, in the first 10 days. And because we're unaware of it, people don't really make any effort to take any notice of it, except the day of Eid, as I've said before. The Prophet ﷺ said in authentic hadith, which is mentioned by Al-Bukhari and also in Darimi, reported from Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما العمل في أيام العشر أفضل من العمل في هذه يعني في أشهر الحج وقالوا ولا الجهاد في سبيل الله يا رسول الله قال صلى الله عليه وسلم ولا الجهاد إلا رجل خرج يخاطر بنفسه وماله فلم يرجع بشيء. As Ibn Abbas and the Prophet ﷺ said, that there are no good deeds that are done in a period of 10 days better than those deeds done in these 10 days, meaning the 10 days beginning of the month of Dhul Hijjah. And the Sahaba say, Ya Rasulullah, what, not even jihad in the way of Allah? And in this situation, jihad meant not even fighting in the way of Allah. The Prophet ﷺ said, no, not even that, except a person who goes out to fight in the way of Allah and puts in danger their life and their possessions, and they come back with nothing. In other words, the person is shaheed. And only in that case, those deeds are better. So this statement of Rasulullah ﷺ really is a great good news of the weight of doing good deeds in these 10 days in the first part of the month of Dhul Hijjah for those who are not even at Hajj. And I think that's something that's often ignored, and it's a hadith in Bukhari. And under these good deeds, some people often mention about ibadat, about doing extra fast in these 10 days, extra nawafil prayer, making extra dua, sending salah and peace and prayers on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Of course, good deeds includes all that, but good deeds are not limited to just that. As far as these things are concerned, they all go are inclusive in this general idea of good deeds from the statement of Rasulullah. Fasting, some people raised an issue about it because of the hadith which is reported in Sahih Muslim, which is authentic, from Aisha radiallahu anha, qalat, ma ra'aytu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sa'iman fil ashr qattun. That she says, radiallahu anha, that I did not see the Messenger of Allah ever fast in these 10 days at all. This hadith, some said, would mean that you shouldn't use these days for fasting, but it doesn't actually say that. It's similar in a situation where the Prophet ﷺ encourages, for example, the praying of Salatul Duha, which is the prayer after the sun has risen in the morning, clearly, a voluntary prayer, which is recommended, and also the Prophet ﷺ statement about do two rakats before Salatul Maghrib, which is an encouragement to do extra rakah. And we have no evidence from any authentic hadith that the Prophet ﷺ was ever seen doing these two rakahs before Salatul Maghrib or the two rakahs or praying Salatul Duha. Nevertheless, the encouragement is there. So in a similar way, there is no contradiction with the statement of Aisha radhiyallahu anha saying that she never saw the Prophet ﷺ fasting these days, then the Prophet ﷺ encouraging good deeds. So it can include fasting in those days. However, my point here is that good deeds are beyond ibadat, and that's what we need to take on. And good deeds include being kind, using good words, helping our parents, being good to the neighbors, being good, doing good in society. From qawl and amal, from sayings and statements, from our speech, and from our behavior. So good deeds, going out of our way to do good deeds, especially in this season, we mustn't ignore that, aside from ibadat, which can be there, but the idea of good deeds is much wider than that, much wider than just ritual worship. In fact, the whole purpose of ritual worship is to bring it closer to Allah so that we are benefit to others. This is the real message of Islam. And of course, in that regard, we mustn't. We're all aware of the situation of the refugees who are coming from war-torn Muslim lands, especially Syria. And a lot of brothers and sisters, and even the non-Muslims, are running around trying to help in that situation. But there's many of us who are doing very little or nothing. So firstly, we should be encouraged to do that, but encouraged more so in these in this coming season, in the beginning of Dhul Hijjah, which is coming in about a week or so. And be aware of the weight of these good deeds, how much more it is going to be multiplied compared to any other days in the rest of the year. So going out of our way in raising donations, in giving donations, in helping, opening our homes to the orphans, if we're not able to do that, again, to contribute financially, to help those charities who are actually carrying out good works in this regard here and abroad, anywhere in the world where there are disasters, and also to make dua for ourselves and for those who are in dire need. So that's the idea of preparing before we even get to the celebration of Eid al-Adha, which helps us to actually partake and participate in our way, despite not being able to go to Hajj, which is the majority of Muslims, that we're able to participate in the season of Hajj with good deeds, the weight of whom in this season is greater than any other rest of the year. In regards to fasting, of course, despite there being nothing direct from Prophet fasting in these 10 days or so, there is also, of course, direct statement which is clear and mentioned in various ahadith of the Prophet ﷺ saying, which he mentioned in Sahih Muslim, for example, that the Prophet ﷺ said, "Sawm yawm arafa yukaffir sanatayn." Wa fi riwayatin as-sanatul sabiqa wa mukmila. The Prophet ﷺ said that the fast of the day of Arafah, and that is for those who are not at Hajj, of course, for those who are Hajj, they don't fast on the day of Arafah, which is the 9th of Dhul Hijjah, it blots out and wipes away sins for 2 years. Then the Prophet ﷺ gave the bushra, the good news, that the year before and the year to come. Of course, let us not run away with a silly idea that some people may have, that if the sins of the year to come are wiped out, I can now go out after fasting the day of Arafah and do as much sin as possible because it's going to be wiped out anyway. Of course, this is not the idea. This is a complete misunderstanding of the statement of the Prophet ﷺ. So, but the weight of fasting on the day of Arafah, which is sunnah, recommended of course, but look at the reward that comes with it. So let us not forget that day when the Hujjaj and the Hajjis are standing at Arafah making dua. We see it on our television with the satellite, direct satellite pictures, And we partake and share in that by fasting on that day. And may Allah give us tawfiq for that. And aside from that, is a statement of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which there are various statements encouraging the sacrifice of an animal for the day of sacrifice in commemoration of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Without going into too much detail in regards to that, I just want to say that the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in the hadith in Sahih Muslim does say, إذا دخل عشر الحج فأراد أحدكم أن يضحي فلا يأخذن من شعره ومن ظفره شيء حتى يضحي. What does that mean? Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that when the 10 days, meaning the first 10 days of the Hijjah arrive, and one of you intends to give a sacrifice, then let them not take from their hair or from their nails anything except after they have given the sacrifice or the sacrifice is being done. This is in Sahih Muslim, it's authentic hadith, and it is a recommendation. It is, as Jamhur, majority of ulama said, it is sunnah mu'akkada, that for the one who is planning to give a sacrifice, that they should try and avoid, as the Hujjaj are doing at Hajj as well, taking in a state of ihram, taking anything away from their hair or their nails until after the sacrifice has been done. The Hanafiya and the Malikiya accept this hadith, but they said that this was perhaps before the Hajj was made obligatory, but there's no real direct evidence for that. Majority of ulama said this is for everybody who is not even at Hajj, that they can partake of this, although it is sunnah recommended. So if somebody does still get their hair cut or clip their nails, it doesn't cause any harm in regards to the sacrifice. And sacrifice itself, a giving of sacrifice on the day of Eid al-Adha, the day of sacrifice, is sunnah mu'akkada, except in regards to Hanafiya. Hanafiya, of course, see it as wajib, from one of the statements of Ibn Abbas, which is mentioned in Sunan Abi Dawud, which they see as a statement of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, saying that one who was able to give a sacrifice and didn't carry it out, then they should not attend the musalla. In other words, they shouldn't attend Eid prayer. But this is seen as a statement of Ibn Abbas, as a statement strongly encouraging giving sacrifice, and not literally meaning don't attend Eid al-Adha if you're not giving sacrifice, which is the opinion of the majority of the ulama, that the doing of sacrifice for those who have the financial means is sunnah mu'akkada, highly recommended for the great rewards that it carries. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to carry out the sacrifice, whether here or abroad, and especially for the benefit of our brothers and sisters around the world. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to go out of our day and do good deeds, especially in these 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, and give us the barakah and the reward for these. Allahumma ameen. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.